Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Dave, for being a guest on the Lincoln Radio program.
Yeah, it's great, and appreciate you having me.
Dave, as the WIBN's Career Service Coordinator, would you share with our listeners what the acronym WIBN stands for?
So WIBN is an acronym for Wrestlers in Business Network. What WIBN is, it's a networking organization in which we connect former and current wrestlers with business and career opportunities. So really what we're trying to do is just create a lifelong relationship between wrestlers and the sport of wrestling so that when they are done competing, they have a natural landing spot for the next chapter in their life, which, you know, for nearly every single wrestler is a professional career.
This is a relatively new initiative. Where did we get a model for that, and what is the model?
WIBN is about 10 years old, but and it may seem like a long time. However, you know, it really started off as a volunteer organization, very regionally focused. So our first chapter was started by a gentleman named Aaron Grossman in Cleveland, Ohio. And it really just kind of started off as a way to help out wrestlers in their professional lives. And it kind of caught hold in certain locations across the country. And about 3 years ago, it began to become an operating division of the National Wrestling Coaches Association, or the NWCA. And from there, it's really kind of exploded. We have just over 30 chapters across the country, to include three in the state of Pennsylvania, one in Pittsburgh, one in Lancaster, and then the other in Philadelphia. So there's a lot of growth, and we've added some capacity to help not just with former wrestlers, but with current wrestlers, whether they're in high school or college. So it's been fun to watch it grow.
So as a business network, I would assume that most of the leaders of these chapters at one time wrestled. Maybe they coached. Is that pretty much the case, or do you see a wide range of people that want to run these chapters?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, because wrestling is just such a loyal sport. And while the majority of our members certainly do have some sort of wrestling background, there are plenty that never stepped foot on the mat themselves. But maybe they had a child, son or daughter that got involved in the sport, and then they just witnessed that level of commitment, that dedication, and just found a level of appreciation that they didn't find in any other sport. And so they kind of gravitated towards WIBN as a way that they could stay active and continue to help grow the sport in their own way.
At what stage does the WIBN connect with a wrestler?
Up until about 2 years ago, we really were kind of connecting with younger professionals, maybe in their late 20s, early 30s, to mid-level professionals. There's really three reasons that we have found that people become involved in WIBN. Number one is they want to network and create opportunities for themselves, of course. Number two is they really just want to stay involved with the sport of wrestling. And then the third, and this one really resonates with a lot of our members, is that they want to help mentor and guide the next generation of wrestlers that are coming up through the ranks. So while we initially started kind of focused on those mid-level professionals, young professionals, we've really pivoted over the last couple of years to focus, not exclusively, but have a deliberate focus on our current college athletes. And we have goals to help connect our younger high school athletes with career opportunities as well, because we know very well that, you know, there's only about 2.5% of all high school wrestlers go on to college, and college enrollment is dropping. So we need to have a landing spot for our high school athletes that may choose not to go to college. And so we want to be able to connect them with career opportunities, or with the trades, or with the military, and certainly with college for those that are electing to go on that route.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio program, and my guest today is Dave Fallon, serving as WIBN's Career Service Coordinator. Dave, what's attractive to our businessmen, business people, about wrestling, about wrestlers as potential employees?
When you think about the sport of wrestling, you think about someone who has really, really made a serious commitment to the sport. I mean, there's only one way in the sport of wrestling, as you know, Joe. And these companies, every company, I don't care, you know, what industry you're in, are always looking for employees who have that level of commitment, that are dedicated, that are goal-oriented, that are team-oriented and resilient. They know how to stand on their own two feet, and they accept responsibility and accountability for their actions, their results. And so companies really kind of gravitate towards the sport of wrestling. And while wrestling certainly hasn't cornered the market on, you know, those sort of characteristics and attributes of its participants, they certainly do possess them. What's really unique is that companies want to hire athletes. They do. But where wrestling stands alone is that we are actually the only sport, to my knowledge, that is organized in this manner that can actually connect these companies with these athletes. In this case, we're talking wrestlers.
WIBN is a nonprofit program, and it's the first of its kind. You don't see the other sports out there creating the opportunities that WIBN is creating.
That's 100% true. Yes, we are a nonprofit organization. Again, we're an operating division of the NWCA. Wrestling has always sort of been a sport that's kind of had to fight for its existence, and we've had to you know, sort of rebrand ourselves in certain ways, and this is a way in which we can do that. What our real long-term strategy and goal is to attract those that may not know that much about wrestling to the sport of wrestling. We want there to be a pipeline from our sport to boardrooms to corporate America that can then advocate for the sport and help grow awareness, grow appreciation, and ultimately just grow participation.
Approximately how many chapters are there? And if somebody listening to the program would like to contact one, get involved, how would they do that?
We have just over, I think, 31 chapters right now, and we continue to grow. We just added a new chapter out in Omaha, Nebraska. These chapters are all over the country. Like I said, we have three in the state of Pennsylvania, Delaware, Princeton, New Jersey. I'm just talking about kind of relative to Pennsylvania and what's close to there, Washington, D.C., of course. But if someone is interested in either becoming part of a WIBN chapter or might be even interested in starting a chapter in their own area, they can certainly go to www.wrestlersinbusiness.org. They can check out the website. There's a spot in there where you can send a question in, try to get in touch with us, and we're happy to talk with anyone that shares in this idea and this concept.
So, Dave, you have a virtual career day coming up on April 4th. Tell us a little bit about that.
One of the things that WIBN has been doing here in the recent year and a half is hosting career fairs for our college athletes. We posted an in-person career fair at the National Duels, which is the largest college wrestling tournament in the country. And then we hosted a virtual career fair in September. We had over 1,000 college athletes and 40 companies that participated in that. Our next upcoming event is scheduled for April the 4th. And again, it's going to be a virtual event with athletes from all over the country attending. We expect to have about 1,500 to 2,000 athletes at this one because we are growing and the awareness is there. So we're super excited about that. We're always looking for companies to connect with our college athletes. And, you know, anyone that's interested in participating, either as a candidate looking for a career opportunity or as a company looking to hire candidates, can go, again, to www.wrestlersinbusiness.org. And the information about the career fair is on the website.
This is Joe Geiger in the Lincoln Radio Program. My guest today is Dave Fallon, who is coordinator of the career services in the WIBN movement. Dave, thanks for being a guest on our program.
Thanks so much, Joe.